let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The Harding Sisters of Sterling City Road and Me by Carol Plimpton has been called a quick and insightful read. It quiets a reader, a fascinating work. The book is the often humorous, sometimes sad story of a Connecticut Yankee family from the perspective of a great niece who is very involved in the everyday lives of her great aunts. It's autobiographical on her part, biographical on the part of the aunts of whom she writes. Carol Plimpton is a professor emeritus from the University of Toledo, having been born and raised on Sterling City Road, Lyme, Connecticut. She since lived in State College, Pennsylvania, Lake Placid, New York, Columbus, Ohio, and Toledo, Ohio. She spent her career in the field of education. She loves to write and has enjoyed telling the story of her Connecticut Yankee family. Carol Plimpton, author of the critically acclaimed The Harding Sisters of Sterling City Road and Me, is our guest on This Week in America. Carol, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Looking forward to the discussion of this book, and when did you decide the motivation behind the book of actually writing this story?
Well, my mother was my inspiration for this book. It was very important to my mother that I know all of my great aunts, and I spent a lot of time with them, and my mother always said, Carol, there's a great story here because they were just characters. And, of course, she passed away in 1994, so she didn't see the final product, but I did dedicate the book to her, and she was my inspiration.
Tell us a little bit about the family of the title characters. You actually, when you read the reviews, and everybody seems to sense this, you almost feel you know these characters. And even though we're not real familiar where Sterling City Road may be, it's very relatable. Tell me about the characters in the book.
Right. Well, the Nora and Lyman Harding were farm people on Sterling City Road, obviously, and they had 11 children. When 10 of them were girls. And when, as they were growing up, they found out all these little idiosyncrasies. They were all very different. And by the time they became adults, you could really see all of the differences in them and the little squabbles and the good times. And I think that it was a loving family that had a whole lot of different directions they were going in. Although most of them became teachers, one became a nurse, and some became housewives.
With us on This Week in America is Carol Plimpton. She's the author of The Harding Sisters of Sterling City Road and Me. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Amazon. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, there'll be a direct link there to Amazon information on the book. Talk about your involvement with the family. How did you come to know everyone so well?
Well, again, my mother took me to visit them. We would see one or two of them every day from the time I was probably born. I can remember one thing that my mother did was have me memorize Little Orphan Annie. And so she used to take me to see all the aunts, and I would recite Little Orphan Annie for them, for too much applause, when I was four or five. So I knew all their homes. I knew their pets. I knew their husbands. I knew their children. And, of course, we had cousins that came from all of that as well. And so my mother always believed that it was very important that you know your family, and she insisted on this, and I became a loyal visitor to all of them right through adulthood.
One of your favorite memories of one of the sisters, is there one that really sticks out?
Absolutely. I think the most humorous one, and luckily it didn't turn out to be a disaster, was when my Aunt Ruth, who was an elementary school principal, was driving her older sister Tess in the red Studebaker Lark, and they were going over the Connecticut River on I-95. And they probably were doing a good clip of 25 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, Tess said something to Ruth, and Ruth didn't answer. So Tess looked over, and Ruth wasn't there anymore. And so Tess reached over and turned off the key because Ruth had fallen out of the car. And Tess said, well, she always did lean on that door all the time when she drove. But with just a few bumps and bruises, they picked her up off the pavement a little ways back, and she didn't have any other injuries other than the bumps and bruises. So it really was kind of a humorous thing to happen, and a good thing that she wasn't hurt seriously.
Yes, now you can look back and laugh, and I bet she didn't lean against that door anymore. That probably cured that that bad habit that she'd gotten into.
I think so.
The Harding Sisters of Sterling City Road and Me by Carol Plimpton, our guest on the program. You got one more? I mean, there's nothing like great family stories, especially when no one's hurt. After nobody was hurt in the telling of that story, so this is good. Any other anecdote that comes to mind?
Well, another one involved my Aunt Hazel, who is one of the younger sisters. And she called my mother all in tears and all upset because the hospital had called and they said to bring her husband Clarence in immediately. He was going to die. And so my mother and I rushed over to her house, and there she was ironing his pajamas. And she kept saying, oh, what am I going to do without Claire? He's going to die. He's going to die. And in the meantime, Claire kept tripping through the kitchen saying, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And the phone rang, and it was the hospital, and they said they had the wrong Clarence Lee.
So, well, at least she was prepared and figured out how to handle that. That's such a humorous story. And the book is full of those in The Harding Sisters of Sterling City Road and Me by Carol Plimpton. Often humorous stories, as I said, sometimes they were sad. As you were going back and putting these stories together in compiling the book, The Harding Sisters of Sterling City Road and Me, was any angst involved in going back and reliving those stories?
Well, angst in reliving, but not more hearing about, excuse me, when I was two, my great aunt Helen was also I called her Nana. She served as my grandmother, and her husband committed suicide. And I had heard the story from my parents, but I, of course, did not experience that myself. We had that. Then I did experience when I was five, when Tess, that I had mentioned, her husband came up missing on the farm. And he was found out in the pasture, apparently had had a heart attack, and his bull was standing over him trying to push him. This is what the doctors determined, to push him back to the barn. So we had a few deaths, and there were other deaths that were reported in the book, too, with some stories. But probably the most angst that I did live through was a great family feud that happened when Nana died. And the sisters turned against my mother. And that was when things kind of fell apart. And my mother did not see them anymore, but she encouraged me to continue to see them. And I did go to see them all except one of them.
You know, that's why the book, I think, resonates so well. The Harding Sisters of Sterling City Road and Me. Those are situations that families go through, and you show us the humorous side, you show us the sad side, and the regretful side in situations like that. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon site and get information on Carol's book. Out of all of the characters in the book, are there some favorites, maybe a favorite character? When you went back and you were compiling this, maybe you had a smile on your face as you were thinking about that particular person from your past.
Well, I think that my Aunt May was the sweetest and most naive of all of them. And she played a very big role in taking in my aunt when my mother and my aunt lost their parents. She was always sweet. Hazel, however, was the busybody and the one that was always on the phone complaining about something to somebody, returning things to stores, and always getting into somebody's business. So I think on the sweet side, there was May, and on the entertaining side would be Hazel.
You know, the book is doing very well. It's getting excellent reviews. In this sort of era of today's literary world, the social significance involved in this book, Why do you think this is doing so well in this particular time? A story of family.
Well, I think it tells a story of an old-fashioned family coming of age and the kind of struggles as well as successes they faced. They could be entirely relevant today. I think that the story has a lot of compassion, and I think that readers should be able to relate to it. I know that when the book company made a trailer for it, they made it in a modern day version rather than the 1920s and 30s that we were dealing with, the 40s and 50s, of course. And so I think that the trailer even shows how it could be relevant to our lives now.
Other than some electronic devices, every family's go through all the issues, all the emotions that you present to us in The Harding Sisters of Sterling City Road and Me by Carol Plimpton, our guest on the program. Are there more stories there? Do you plan a sequel to this book by any chance?
I am working on a sequel, and I'm calling it The Harding Sisters Revised, or Revisited, sorry.
Interesting.
And what I'm doing is doing a lot of character development for each one of the sisters and doing dialogue and making it into more of a novel. I had to go a little bit on the creative end of it because I don't know everything that was said, but I am guessing that I know them well enough to think that I could tell their stories through dialogue and the greater character development.
What audience in particular do you think this appeals to? Any particular target audience?
Well, I'll tell you, it sold very well in the hometown of Lyme, Connecticut. there were people that were asking to get copies, and how could they get copies?
Yes.
And that was really nice because, of course, the family was notorious. But I think that the baby boomer generation, which is, I am a member of that, of course, is probably the one that would have the most appeal or the most relevance.
Do you get back to Sterling City Road in Lyme, Connecticut very often?
Well, my father passed away in 2018, and so I have been back to visit cousins once now. And I am planning a trip up there in March because the last of the Harding generation is turning 100 years old on March 2nd, and so I'm going up there for her birthday. And she will be the last of the family, barring my age and the cousins below that.
That's got to be a special trip going back there.
Oh yes, it is. It is.
What is this meant to you in telling this story, in going back and reliving these memories, and then sharing them with other people? What has this whole process been like for you?
Oh, I've loved every minute of it. I've always loved to write. And actually, what I wanted to do was write the great American novel, and I wanted it to be 500 pages long, and I wanted to make up all these stories. And when I started to do it, I said, I need to tell the truth about them. I'm not ready to branch out and go for the great American novel. Now I am. Now I'm with the sequel, I'm ready to do that. But when I did that one, I really wanted to tell the truth and share my great aunts with everybody, because they were really special.
What impact did they have on your life? You mentioned several times many of them were involved in education. You've had a career in education. What impact did they have on your life?
I think that learning a lot of values from all of them. My Aunt Ruth was my first grade teacher and the principal where I went to school. And the others taught in one-room schoolhouses because their careers were a little bit earlier than hers. And I think that teaching, as my mother was a teacher as well, and I think that has come very naturally to me to want to work with children and be involved in their lives. And I think that my aunts have taught me a lot about different people and how people think and how people act. And despite the feud at the end, I still have very fond memories of them.
A minute or so left in the program. Talk about the response you're getting. You talk about going home to Lyme, Connecticut, and driving down Sterling City Road, and people want copies of the book there. Not only in Connecticut, but those that you information you get, feedback you get from people, possibly Amazon reviews you don't even know. Well, what's that feel like to get reviews, very positive reviews, about your book?
Well, I think it's great. We have a store in Lyme called H.L. Reynolds Store, and it has been there for some 200 years. And the lady shopkeeper there was the one that said, put the book here in the store. And she literally called everybody she knew in town who might be interested in the story. And of course, I gave her her part of the royalties as well. But she had people coming and knocking on the door for it. I didn't have to do anything. And then when I would run into people in town, they would tell me how much they enjoyed it. And it makes you feel really good that I was able to tell that story and that people wanted to listen to it.
And if you look up the book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, read the reviews, you'll find out why this book is doing so well. It resonates. It's a fascinating work from our guest on the program, Carol Plimpton. The book is The Harding Sisters of Sterling City Road and Me. Carol, it's been fun having you on the program. Loved having this opportunity to chat with you. Sequel is in the works. Hopefully you'll come back in the program. We can talk about that. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. Carol Plimpton, our guest, author of The Harding Sisters of Sterling City Road and Me, book available at Amazon, the usual places. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.